I heard the following teaching in the name of the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, the great ethical movement, the last 150 years, that had such an impact in me that indeed it has changed my life, and I want to share it. In fact, it's brought that there was a story between Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and his Talmud, his student Rabbi Itzla Petterberger. It was the day before Yom Kippur. Everyone was preparing for Yom Kippur. And what happened was a particular individual in the town of Rabbi Yisrael was tremendously concerned about the judgment, like you should be, the seriousness, a matadin, of his judgment that would ensue on Yom Kippur. And he walked past, not realizing that he had just passed Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He had this angry look in his face, this serious look in his face, this deep, introspective, concerned, anxious look, which filled Rabbi Yisrael, who saw this, with a sense of fear and a sense of being uncomfortable. Rabbi Yisrael turned to his Talmud, Rabbi Itzla, and said the following mind-boggling thing. He said, Rabbi Itzla, why is this person's preoccupation with the divine judgment my problem? Why is the fact that he is so fearful, so introspective, and so concerned, why does he need to express that to me, ignore me, walk straight past me, and be greeted by such a countenance? Rabbi Salanter was teaching us one of the most profound ideas in how we interact with other people. It's about our face. Our face and our facial expression is not our own. We are having a bad day. Why must that be somebody else's problem? Amazingly, says Rabbi Yisrael, our face is the only part of our body which, so to speak, is not of the private domain, but of the public domain. It doesn't entirely belong to us in private. It is what is called in halakha, as we would know, reshut harabim. It, so to speak, belongs in some way to the public. I find it quite unbelievable that in Jewish law, there are tremendous halachot teachings, as we know, of tzniut, of modesty. We are called upon to cover many parts of the body in order to ensure that we act in a modest way, that what belongs to the private domain should be private. But there is one area that we almost never find that we cover, only extenuating circumstances. What is that? Our face. Our face is not meant for ourselves. In fact, it's the only part of the body that you can't see. I suppose you could look behind and try to see, you can't see your back. But certainly the one part of your body which is in the front of your body that you cannot see is your face. Our face is not there for ourselves only. It is how we interface with other people. And therefore, whatever mood we are having, it is incredibly hard. That we are having a difficult time, said Rabbi Yisrael, why is that my problem? And you know, it is unbelievable. We can walk past 10, sometimes hundreds of people a day, and our facial expression can exude either hope, love, openness, positivity, goodness, or the opposite in the case of the individual who passed Rabbi Itzla. Our face, and this was the teaching which had such a profound impact on me, is not our own. We have a societal, public responsibility for our facial expression wherever we go. And you know what is unbelievable? So many times in the great teachings of our sages and ethics of the Fathers, Pirkei Avot, do we find the following expressions. I'll give three examples. Pirkei Avot, chapter 1, Mishnah 17. What does Shammai teach us? Vehevei mekabel et kol ha'adam b'sev panim yafot. Every human being that you meet, you must greet them with a cheerful countenance. In fact, Rav Matya ben Charash goes even further. He says, not only should you greet every person with a cheerful countenance, but you must be the first to greet them. Hevei makdim b'shlom kol adam, says Rav Matya. And even more than this, Rav Yishmael says, not only should you greet every person first, Hevei mekabel et kol adam besimcha, says Rav Yishmael. You have to greet them not with a cheerful countenance, not only to be the first, but to be genuinely happy to encounter another human being who is indeed created in the image of God. Mind-boggling. This is our responsibility. Our facial expression is not our own. It has an impact on the lives of every single person we meet, whether verbally or non-verbally. It has an impact in their lives. Listen to this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, one of the great sages of the Mishnah. The famous Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Zayin, page 17a, says as follows. Listen to this. Amru alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They said about one of the greatest sages of the generation, Shelo hikdimo adam shalom me'olam, never in his entire life, as a young boy, an elderly man, and everything in between, did anybody ever greet him before he greeted them. Afilu nochri shebashuk, even an obscure person that he happened to meet in the marketplace. Whether it was an acquaintance of the briefest kind for a moment, whether it was with a friend or a close friend, they said about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, true piety, that he never ever passed another human being without him greeting them first with his cheerful countenance. And a second source I want to share, I have to say, when I read this also made a profound impact in my life. It's the teachings of Avot Rabbi Natan. Avot Rabbi Natan is the oldest commentary on Pirkei Avot, on Ethics of the Fathers, an expounded and extended commentary on the incredible teachings of our sages. And in Avot Rabbi Natan, on this Mishnah, chapter 1, Mishnah 15, in the name of Shammai, Hevek Mekabel et Kol Adam b'Sever Panim Yafot, go out of our way to accept all people with a cheerful countenance. On this is the Avot Rabbi Natan. For me, again, I say it often, but genuinely a life-altering source in how I try and interact with people. Says Avot Rabbi Natan as follows. If you have a choice to do the following two things, which of them is considered on a high spiritual level? To give another human being tzedakah, but give it with a gruff countenance, a dismissive way, or give them nothing but with a smile. Says the Avot Rabbi Natan, Afilu lo natan lo klum, if you give another human being nothing because you've got no money. Ma'ale alav ha-katuv, but if you do it with simcha, with happiness, the verse considers this, Ke'ilu natan lo kol matanot avot she'olam, as if you have given him all of the gifts of the world. Unbelievable. If you give an account to people, but your countenance, your body language, your expression is dismissive, you have been profoundly unkind to them. But if you're unable to give them anything, but you give them of yourself a cheerful, acknowledging countenance, that you acknowledge their presence in their situation, nothing is greater than that. It's the highest level. I find this unbelievable. How many times do we pass a beggar in the streets, especially in South Africa? We're at our car, we want to chill. It's a moment or two to ourselves at the robot, and somebody knocks on the window, and we give them a dismissive countenance. We don't even look at them. You know, don't bother me. I'm in my own space. Leave me alone. How hard it must be to stand outside in the sun, in the cold, in the rain. How demeaning, and have to ask for money. I try always carry one of the most practical and best things I've done. Wherever I go and buy things, the quick shop here or there, I always keep ones and two rands, coins, and I've got tens and tens of them. And whenever I pass a robot, I stop. They all recognize my car, many of the beggars. They knock on the window. They say, Father, God bless you. They call me Father. I get a blessing. It's beautiful. But I give them something. And if I don't have anything on me, I roll down the window and say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything, boss, but you know, I'll bring you next time. Sometimes the acknowledging of another human being, not about the quantum of what we give, but how we give it, is as if we have given them all the gifts in the world. We have the same opportunity when it comes in shul, mishulachim. How many of us know when the mishulachim come from Israel and other places and are begging and asking for money, and often they bother us in the middle of our prayer services, and it's problematic. It is not simple. It's upsetting. They step into our space. And so often we can be dismissive instead of understanding. It is not always how much we give them. It is rather how we give it. I'd say the same thing about shul. Carry 5 rands, 10 rands, 20 rand, whatever the quantum is. And a short, brief interaction with a smiling face of acknowledging how hard it must be, demeaning to travel so far to raise a few bob for one's family, for one's cause. A simple acknowledgement of the other human being's presence, irrespective of the quantum, how we do it, is so much more important than how much we give. And I will end with the following statement, that this way of behavior, of how we interface with other people, knowing how to treat people, is in fact the hallmark of leadership. The great tribe, the leader of Israel, Yehuda, that King David comes from the tribe of Judah, the very tribe that it says at the end of the book of Bereshit, Lo Yasur Shevet Meyehuda, that the scepter of leadership will not deviate from the tribe of Judah. They are the leadership tribe of the Jewish people. There is an obscure verse that says as follows, difficult to understand, but the Talmud unravels the deeper meaning. It says in Bereshit Memtet, in chapter 49, verse 12, at the end of Genesis, Chachlili einai miyain, red-eyed from wine are you, Judah, referring to the tribe of Judah, uleven shinai mechalav, and the white-toothed from milk. Says the Talmud, white-toothed from milk, from drinking milk? Yes, there is a simple explanation that when you drink milk, you become white-teethed. However, listen to this. The Talmud says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this appears in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, at the end of the Tractate Ketubot, Tov ha-malbin shinaim l'chaveiro, greater is a person who whitens their teeth to their friend, i.e. smiles, shows their teeth to their friend in smiling, mi mashkeo chalav, more than the person who feeds somebody else milk. What the sages are saying, it's not only about what we say and what we do, how we treat other people. First and foremost, the smile on our face and how we interact with them is singularly the most important thing about our communication. And I end and say, how we began. Rabbi Shaul Salanter taught us that our face is how we interface with every single human being we meet, tens if not hundreds every day, from the most distant cursory meeting with an acquaintance that we don't even know and may never meet again, to those who are closest to us. And we are called upon to understand that no matter what our mood is, no matter what challenge we are going through, it is not the other person's fault that we are having a bad day. And may we always have that sensitivity to interface with other people with a cheerful countenance, to be the first to greet other people, to acknowledge the godliness in other people, because indeed, the way we treat other people and how we interface with other people is indeed the hallmark of a leader and a dignified human being.